Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, April 26, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from West Virginia. You may have heard of the theft of $80 million from the Central Bank of Bangladesh. BAE Systems now has recovered some malware it believes is related to this particular event. This malware is quite sophisticated in how it manipulates internal processes and certainly does require some knowledge about how central banks exchange money via the SWIFT network. SWIFT is used for international money transfers, and this malware did not only, for example, change the Oracle database driver and eliminate its authentication feature by patching the driver in memory. It also looked on the system it compromised for SWIFT messages that it would then manipulate in order to transfer money to the attacker's account. One interesting little detail I thought was that typically if a bank does transfer money via SWIFT, there is a record being printed on an actual physical paper printer. Well, this malware does turn off these printed notifications, so officials at the bank never really notice what's actually happening. The attackers did actually try to transfer $951 million. $81 million are still unaccounted for. The remaining money could be recovered. A lot of stories have focused here about the lack of any firewalls and the cheap networking equipment being used at this particular bank. Monitoring, I think, would have been actually another important step here, maybe even more helpful than a firewall, given that the attacker was already inside and did use the SWIFT money transfer network, which probably wouldn't be blocked and controlled by any kind of firewall. And we got a new denial of service vulnerability against iOS and OS X. The thing that makes this somewhat significant is that it is very trivial to exploit vulnerability, and a proof of concept has already been made available. The issue is that specific PNG images that have a custom chunk of data with a size of 0 will trigger the condition. It will at least crash your browser, but can also crash other applications that view the image and that are using Apple's standard library in order to display it. Not much you can do at this point. The latest versions of OS X and iOS are affected. And let's stick with Apple for one more story. Nothing really exciting new, but a good reminder that there's quite a bit of text messages being used in order to steal users' login credentials for Apple ID. In this particular case, the fraudster actually managed to register a fairly convincing domain, appleidlogin.co.uk, and then they threaten the user that their account is about to expire. They typically also use the user's actual name in the text message. And HP released a critical update for its Data Protector backup application. One of the vulnerabilities being patched here is that all of these HP Data Protector installs are using identical SSL keys. So with that, an attacker could easily impersonate one of these devices. There are four different vulnerabilities that are being patched here that have a CVSS score of 10 and a number of additional lesser vulnerabilities that are being addressed with this update. So certainly something you do want to patch rather quickly. And the Armada Collective is in the news again. Late last year, you may remember the Armada Collective being somewhat infamous for making DDoS extortion threats and launching also a couple of large DDoS attacks if people did not pay up. However, this latest incarnation of the Armada Collective does apparently not follow through with its threat. It's just claiming to launch a denial of service attacks if a company doesn't pay up. But if a company does not pay up, they never actually launch the attack. Still, a lot of companies do pay up. The original individuals behind the Armada Collective were actually arrested a few months ago. So these may very well be individuals that are not at all associated with the Armada Collective and have no ability to actually conduct these denial of service attacks. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.